Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. If you've been in rural Texas, which both Norbert and I have, there's a good chance you ran into a snake or two.
I've nearly stepped on a few. You know, up to 2 million people worldwide are bitten by snakes every year, and many die.
We're looking to an animal who can maybe help us, the opossum. These guys are resistant to snake venom because a protein in their blood binds to the toxins and neutralizes them.
Even though we've known this, only recently did a scientist actually try synthesizing this protein to make an antivenom. The problem with current antivenoms is they're hard to make and expensive.
Large amounts of venom first need to be milked from snakes, which is dangerous. Then small amounts are injected into animals such as horses and pigs for about a year. The animals' immune systems react to produce antibodies which we harvest as antivenom.
Each vial costs thousands of dollars, and some people require 20 to 30 vials to treat a single snake bite. If we could harness the protein in opossum's blood, it could provide a better alternative.
The protein, lethal toxin neutralizing factor, or LTNF, also neutralizes the plant toxin ricin and toxins produced by sea cucumbers.
Researchers were able to cheaply produce the active portion of LTNF in large quantities. Once isolated and purified, it was tested in mice and found to protect them against the venoms of western diamondback rattlesnakes and Russell's vipers.
More testing is needed to see if it can become a universal antivenom and to be sure it's safe for humans. We've yet to understand just how this little protein is so effective.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.